Well, Tungaira Emanuel is a regular and trusted voice for Te Rāwhiti, continuing to push for honest answers about the flood recovery, repair timeframes, and the long-term infrastructure planning successive governments have failed to deliver. She's with us for a kōrero today. Tēnā tēnā koe. Hi there, Kusla. Hi. Good to talk with you.
Look, can you hear me? Oh, yeah.
Yep, and I can't see you, but you're looking good. Hey, sis, I was talking about teachers being choppered across from Tauranga to Wharekahika, but that just indicates how far we've got to go. And also some interesting conversations yesterday about collective insurance. Perhaps areas might find some traction in wanting to insure against events rather than just houses. But the flood recovery and repair timeframes is the focus. What are you hearing from whānau on the ground about the pace of repairs, Kusla?
You know, I'm still waiting for final reports, but one of the things that always concerns me, and even I sometimes fall into the trap, Dale, is when you come from, when you're used to patchy infrastructure, sometimes, you know, it'll do becomes the attitude. And so I'm very mindful not to fall into that trap and continue to advocate for really good infrastructure to be put in place, not just across Ikaroa Rāwhiti, but around Aotearoa. And so there is still a long way to go. We had some really good news yesterday that there is a convoy road available now connecting Tiararua and Hicks Bay between 7 for 12 hours a day. So that's exciting. That'll mean that our tamariki can get back to their own school and whānau can get back to mahi and do some normality. But I'm still yet to see any comprehensive reports on the extent of damage, what investment is required. I do know that a couple of days after the event, there was an initial report put together by council, and the initial indications just for cleanup and emergency housing were about 20 million. Big mihi to one of the things that has helped relieve that, Dale, is all the agencies and services who have gone in. I think there's about 17 houses that have been, temporary houses that have been deployed to Wharekahika and Tiararua. So waiting for the full assessment. Whānau are exhausted, you know, in a couple of days it will have been a month, and we're still yet to hear full plan for the infrastructure repair.
Whilst accommodation and units of that type are welcome in extreme cases of duress, it must be nerve-wracking too for those who are living in them. It's not optimum. It's a stopgap measure. How do you think that they are feeling emotionally unsure of the fate of their properties?
Oh, no, it's gut-wrenching. And you raised a good point, Dale, about insurance. That's going to be, you know, it's one thing to be able to assess the damage and the expense of that damage, but then you're going to get people who are uninsured. And we've seen more and more from Tokomaru Bay, for example, and other areas around New Zealand, people actually becoming uninsurable. So that is another big consideration. I hope we can work across Parliament. These are the sorts of things we really need to work in a bipartisan way around. But the angst, and of course, you know, of the 30,000 hectares damaged up the coast, most of it was whenua Māori. And so, you know, you and your listeners know that whenua Māori can be a complex beast to deal with. And so I got asked a question about property buyouts the other day, which is not even easy if you own a freehold quarter acre section, for example, because people do attach to their whenua. But when you've got the intricacies of whenua Māori, it becomes an even more interesting discussion.
Tēnā koe, there is some long-term infrastructure planning in our next conversation concerning the national infrastructure plan. I hope there's some whakaaro Māori welcomed around that decision-making table and those who put the plan together. Been given that no government's truly committed to long-term intergenerational infrastructure planning for regions like Te Rāwhiti, what would meaningful long-term investment actually look like? And do you believe that Labor is prepared to take that on if it returns to government, Kusla?
Yeah, well, Labor definitely supports long-term infrastructure planning, and our leaders publicly said that we support this plan with a couple of not we support this plan with a couple of tweaks. We want to ensure. Well, Labor did start the Infrastructure Commission, and we've called on the government to make working with that commission compulsory for government agencies. At the moment, it's voluntary. And of course, Labor does support the inclusion of, you've talked about whakaaro Māori, for example, stakeholders in the development of plans for their areas. I think, since you've raised the whakaaro Māori aspect, something that this government has overlooked in a lot of ways is the value not only of whakaaro Māori, but of the Māori economy, and the ability and the inclination of iwi to invest in infrastructure projects in their areas. So we absolutely support long-term infrastructure planning, and our leaders have called on National to work on this in a bipartisan way. These are things Parliament should be working on together for the benefit of Aotearoa.
Tēnā koe. Māori seats loomed large this week with Winston using race bait 101. I'll be talking with them later too about the Māori seats. Look, you're a proud representative of your rohe through those Māori seats. Whakamārama mai, your thoughts, please.
Well, this is politicking at its best. In a time when people are struggling with the cost of living, what does the government party decide to do? Raise another issue. You smoke and mirrors, So I've said to whānau, don't get distracted by the reality of what this government is doing and how out of touch they are. They keep providing these distractions. And Dale, I would like to say they're safe, but with this government, who knows? Look how many Māori organisations and initiatives have been slashed and burned under this kaupapa. So I don't think the referendum will see a light of day. I do think this is distraction politics. But with this government, goodness knows. I do think National now are starting to panic and try and claw back whatever goodwill they can. So I doubt this will see the light of day. He's obviously playing up to his audience, which is sad that that audience exists and is. And these sorts of statements appeal to them, but I don't think that referendum will see the light of day. And whānau, if you really want to ensure that they remain, enroll and enroll on the Māori roll.
Tēnā koe. Yesterday was the use of the term Aotearoa, which again raised the hackles of the New Zealand First leader. It was allowed to go on too long. I thought that Gerry Brownlee had said some time ago that, hey, that's enough of this. I'm not going to entertain this argument about the use of Aotearoa in the House. Yet it became a sticking point and prompted the Labor leader, Chris Hipkins, to say once again, this is racist in the way that the New Zealand First leader was operating. What did you make of that? And do you think the conversation should have been shut down quicker by the speaker?
Yeah, I mean, I think as Chris Hipkins pointed out, it should have been shut down as soon as his right to ask a question came out of his mouth. Everyone in that house has the right to ask a question. That's actually why we're put there, particularly in opposition, is to hold the government to account. Now, Dale, we are currently running a Commonwealth Women's Parliamentarians Leadership Conference at Parliament, and which I co-chair, and we've got a member of the House of Representatives of Cook Islands here, and which is Te Anau's whakapapa. She had just left the house, and I'm so grateful that she didn't have to hear and observe that for herself. If we're talking about whakapapa, we all know, we all acknowledge that our tuakana from the Motere, from our islands. So again, I'm not quite sure. This might have been a step too far in terms of playing up to your audience. The day before, there was a comment about alluding to Chinese, talking about the Orient Express. And then yesterday, talking about Te Anau's Cook Island heritage, it's a step too far. And well, the speaker did say he will look at the Hansard and take action accordingly. But it's just really, I mean, is this what New Zealand politics has become? I always thought we're a bit classier than that.
Yeah, thank you. I'll pose it to Winston. I'm due to speak to him. Hopefully that'll go through. The ongoing cost of living pressures are compounding the impact of floods and whānau, the difficulties they're facing. What specific support, Kushla, do you believe is missing for households already stretched before this latest disaster?
Yeah, well, I must say the support in terms of kai, et cetera, was really good throughout that. And just big mihi to all the agencies. A lot of it came from donations, just of, you know, private donations, which is awesome. I think what will really help, Dale, is, you know, because cost of living was pressuring all of New Zealand prior to this. We just need, what will help is, number one, a definitive plan and an idea of what investment the government is going to make or not, so whānau can move on with certainty. But again, it's just those values that the government don't seem to understand. They just seem so out of touch with the day-to-day realities that our whānau are facing just to get by, and the everyday decisions whānau are making about, you know, what they can afford at the supermarket. Power prices are going up. And when your infrastructure is bad, that's not going to get any worse. Power prices up the coast have been horrendous all my life. And then so now you've got whānau, whose income hasn't raised with inflation, dealing with expenses that certainly have. Yeah, these are the long-term considerations that need to be made.
Great talking with you again, Kushla. Thanks very much. I look forward to our conversations Thursday morning. So big year ahead and big decisions to be made. Mauri ora kia koe, te tuhine, tēnā koe. Thank you.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora koutou katoa.